time, 529, emergency traffic out there this afternoon. Here's Ricky Meese.
The only spot of traffic that's moving northbound I-15 in Box Elder County is right around Perry. But for the rest, it is a standstill. And it's all due to this accident. Northbound I-15, 1100 South, Highway 191 in Brigham City at that junction. Now, even though traffic is able to get around it on the left, it is still causing almost stop-and-go speeds back to Perry where it starts to pick up a little bit. But then, again, it is just a solid parking lot with no traffic moving as you're coming from Willard Bay towards Perry. Len Thomas?
Found I-15 through the valley. It's getting pretty tight now, coming out of downtown all the way to the South Interchange and on to the Draper area all the way down to about Bangor Highway. And you're looking at a very slow drive on the 215 West Belt. We had that accident on the left side at California Avenue, and that has really got traffic creeping from I-80 down to the Maverick Center. And also on 5600 West Bangor Highway, it's slow from the California down to about 3500 South. You've got a crash on the 201 freeway. This is eastbound about 1400 West, and then a delays being caused by a semi out there. It's disabled on the westbound 201 just after Bangor in the far left lane. Mark?
Got a slow roll. Northbound I-15, basically Draper up towards the South Interchange. Then the big delays come South Salt Lake to the North Interchange. KSL travel time, Salt Lake City to Farmington is 20 minutes. Delays in Davis County, Farmington to Layton Hills Mall. Overflow delays, Highway 89 up into Fruit Heights. 215 at the north end, heavy up from I-80 as well. May not need a new transmission. AMCO can run their free check. Might only be sensor, they are gaining customers for life. Use someone you can trust. Go AMCO, AAMCO. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.